Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Mad Town's 93.1.
Champs.
Whoopi Goldberg says American Idol is the downfall of society.
Whoa, American Idol gave us the Kardashians?
Cher visited Tina Turner before her death.
Which is why Tina's last words were, "My God, what have you done to your face?"
At a recent white tie event in New York City, Alec Baldwin reportedly berated a waitress.
On the bright side, it's kind of refreshing to see Alec just shooting off his mouth.
The Little Mermaid remake is getting review bombed on sites like IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes.
In other words, tell me you're a racist virgin with no life without telling me you're a racist virgin with no life.
Khloe Kardashian says she had a hard time connecting with her son because he was born through surrogacy and not naturally.
Coincidentally, that's why I have a hard time connecting with Khloe's face.
Scottie Pippen called Michael Jordan a horrible player.
He also called Tara Reid an A-list actress and said Elon Musk is the best thing that's ever happened to Twitter.
A guy skateboarded across the United States in 57 days.
When I want to escape my family, I just go bowling.
The FBI revealed there was a plot to kill Queen Elizabeth in 1983.
Charles was horrified. The assassins didn't go through with it.
A 12-year-old boy just graduated from college with 5 degrees.
I feel like I could have done that too if I never put that damn Eva Mendes poster over my bed.
A Southwest pilot in San Diego climbed through the cockpit window to unlock the plane before a flight.
Even more remarkable, he did it without spilling his cocktail.
A new study found that eating well and getting frequent exercise reduces dementia.
In other news, eating well and getting frequent exercise reduces dementia.
Research shows that taking 4,500 steps a day will help you live longer.
Or it could immediately end your life if you're taking those steps on the streets of Detroit.
Psychologists have defined a new condition, post-infidelity stress disorder.
It's why Melania Trump never smiles.
A South Korean man allegedly opened an emergency exit door on an airliner while it was still flying.
In his defense, the in-flight movie was Fast X.
Rudy Giuliani turned 79 on Sunday.
If you want to get him a gift, can't go wrong with hair dye that doesn't drip down his face.
Not headline news.
With DJ Fusion.
Weekdays just after 5:30. On Mad Town's 93.1. Jams.